Hi, Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being with us. We've got some exciting news to tell you about, some people to thank, and some good things that are happening. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, straight ahead, we've got some very, very encouraging stories about how those of you that have been listening have decided you're not going to let children starve to death anymore. That's always good news, and I'm grateful for that. But we're going to tell you some more stories of how your gifts at work with Food for the Poor are changing lives and some new opportunities. Don't go anywhere. It's Kevin McCullough, and we start right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
He's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome, it is Kevin McCullough welcoming you into a new edition of the broadcast, and I'm so excited to have Paul Jacobs back with us. It's been like a rotating chair of all-stars from Food for the Poor this year, Paul. Used to be just one of you came and sat in the studio for 3 days with us, and we've had access. I love technology. It brings the world closer together.
Well, it certainly does, because we are all passionate about one thing and one thing only, is that the Lord is glorified through your giving to help feed these children who desperately need your help, your gifts, your compassion, where these children in communities in Honduras, in El Salvador, in Guatemala, and Haiti, where they're not eating every day. And I know that's a strange thing to consider in 2024, but it's a reality taking place right now in communities across the countries where Food for the Poor serves, and you could be the difference maker.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the very exciting thing is that we are about 70% of the way to reaching all of the 325 children that we told you about just a few days ago. The 325 children whose names we know, who live in the areas where our workers with Food for the Poor are have access to them, and they're able to help them, and they're able to reach them. Of those 325, drum roll please, 218 have been spoken for the coming year. So that means that a lot of you that have been giving, you've prayed about it, you've made your best gift, you've called in or you went online, 218 of those have been cared for. And that means, Paul, that for this coming year, 218 families will be able to say, I don't know if all of our needs are going to be met, but by God's goodness, my children will eat at least two times a day, every day for the next year. And I just can't even imagine what that does to a parent who is constantly living under the anxiety of, I don't know if my child's going to live because I don't have enough to feed them. But what does that also mean? It means that there are 107 of those children not spoken for. And that means we need your help right now. We need you to go to the phone and say, I'm not gonna let this hang out. We're gonna take care of it. We're gonna take care of it now. And we're gonna tell you some more stories and so forth. Can I thank a couple of people real quick? I wanted to say thank you to Matthew, who lives in Maywood, New Jersey. He said, you know what? I'm hearing what you're saying. I've got $160. I can feed two of those kids for the coming year. Boom, I'm going to do it. And you know what else I know? Because he did it when we had a matching challenge, he actually turned his gift into four children that are going to be helped for the coming year. So that's really cool. And then I just want to say, God uses all gifts, all sizes. Lisa from New Jersey said, you know what? It's time for me to step up and do something sacrificial. And she gave a $500 gift. Paul, I don't even know off the top of my head how many that feeds. I guess that's what...
It's seven children, and then you have the match on top of that that's going to provide almost 13 children.
That's just an incredible thing. So, Lisa, thank you for your generosity. But, friends, you don't have to give $500. What is God prompting you to help? Yeah. Those 107... That's my new number. That's the new target. We cannot let those 107 be without. And so I need you to make the call and you can also go to the website. WMCA.com is the easiest way to give your gift. Click the big banner at the top of the page, WMCA.com, and you'll be able to do it right there. All right. Now, Paul, there's always exciting stuff happening, but nothing tells the story as well as those of you that have been in the field and gone and talked to the people and seen the faces of those that we're helping.
Jesus does makes a very intentional point to talk to all of us about the power of one, the one encounter, the one woman at the well, the 99 he left to go after the one. Jose is the one in this particular moment. Jose was the one we didn't expect when we traveled to Guatemala and we were in a community speaking to a mother who had four children in her home. They had all not eaten since the day before. And this was late in the day to consider, my goodness, these children were hungry and they were hurting. But then there was this face that peeked out of a door next to this home. And this child, his little girl, clinging to him. And Jose tells you the power of his one experience of hurt and pain.
El problema que tenemos nos hace falta dineros, trabajos. Trabajo yo en la costa, trabajamos los dos en la costa.
Our main problem is that we need money and we need work. My wife and I have to go to the coast to find work and we have to pay a lot of money to get there and to come back. And what they pay us, if it doesn't rain, they pay us 25 quetzales for the day. And sometimes by the time we work and we come back, it's not really, you know, a lot of money. So here we are lacking in food, we're lacking in clothing, we're lacking in water. And this house, whenever it rains, not only does it come from all over the place, but we also have water coming in from atop of the mountain running into the house. My wife and I cry with them also when they cry because we know that we have nothing to give them to eat.
Damos unos tamalitos, pero no, son poquitos nada más, no se llenan todos.
That is heartbreaking on every level. Hearing the cries of the child who's hungry, hearing the heart of the father who can't do anything about it. Yeah. All you and I are both very enthusiastic fathers. We love our kids.
Yeah.
And the idea that they would have a need that I can literally do nothing about has got to be one of the most humiliating and uncomfortable things that a parent could ever face.
You heard Jose talk about how he struggles and he looks for work. He and his wife try desperately, but it's just not enough. And all that he hears is not the doors shutting on him when it comes to no jobs, but he hears the rumbles of his little daughter's belly and the cries of, Daddy, I just want something to eat. My tamale is what she cries out for, a little something that she can put in her belly. But you right now can answer that cry. You can wipe those tears. Your generous gift of $160, your gift of $80, your gift, just like Lisa gave in New Jersey, of $500, wipes the tears away from the children who are crying at their parents' side saying, I just need something to eat. Would you do that right now?
The phone number is 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. And again, you can give online at WMCA.com. Just click the Give Life banner at the top of the page. And I want to say thank you. I know that those of you that have fed 218 kids thus far, you were prayerful about it. You were intentional. You said, I want to be part of the solution. So friends, those of you that have been contemplating and haven't yet taken that action, just so you know, there's 107 children that are still on our critical needs list that have not been spoken for. And that means that they're going to be crying tonight for food. They're going to be longing to have something in their belly that satisfies them. And you can answer that prayer. As Paul just said, you could be the server of the bowl of rice and delicious beans that they get from Food for the Poor. The carbohydrate, the protein, it's going to help their little undernourished body develop properly. You can be the answer right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or go to WMCA.com.
WMCA and AM 570 The Mission seeks highly motivated and engaging individuals to assist with our pastor's appreciation breakfast during the week of the event. Candidates must be punctual, able to follow directions, physically able to load and assist with moving large boxes, friendly and outgoing. Must travel to our financial district office during normal business hours May 21st through the 23rd and work the event on May 24th from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. To apply, visit salemmedia.com and click on careers for the promotions assistant posting.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Need a midweek pick-me-up? Tune in to The Door every Wednesday at 8:45 p.m. with Pastor Bernard Taylor, sponsored by Open Door Church of God in Christ in Brooklyn. From sharing the gospel to discussing mental health awareness, women's initiatives, and community outreach services, Open Door Church is more than a church. It's a resource for the tri-state area and beyond. Visit opendoorcogic.org to learn more. Remember, at Open Door, you're always welcome.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
It's not just the words, how can I help you? There was something in her eyes that I wanted.
Jean Marie Davis on Focus on the Family Minute describing the moment her life changed after years of heartbreak and abuse.
When I looked at her, I knew she knew where I came from. And I just stared at her and I said, I want what you have. I don't know what it is, but I want what you have.
How did she respond?
She said, we went through the process of, because I was abortion-minded and I was thinking of getting rid of my child, and she allowed me to hear the heartbeat. And when she convinced me to keep my son, I said, now what? And the next word she said to me was, I can't help you, but I know a man named Jesus who can.
Hear more from Jean Marie Davis at FamilyMinute.org.
Happy birthday.
Hey, take a look outside.
No way! An electric bike? Can I take it for a ride?
We have a car versus electric bike crash on Main Street. Victim is a 17-year-old male and unresponsive. No sign of helmet use.
Don't let your gift become your grief. Work together. Learn about controlling an e-bike and operating it safely before they ride. Wear a helmet. Be careful in traffic. Slow down and follow the rules of the road. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
The WMCA April Ministry of the Month is Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll.
We like being in charge. We like having the keys. We like owning
Listen Monday through Friday morning at 8.
When it comes to spiritual things and spiritual development and the development of our lives personally, that's God's charge. He's the authority there.
Listen weekday mornings at 7 to win a gift from the ministry. Insight for Living, the April Ministry of the Month on WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And I just got word, and this is very exciting, that for the next 30 minutes, there is a child-for-child match underway. Whatever you give, however many kids you help, it's going to be doubled right now, 855-907-4673. And for the next 30 minutes, that's going to be doubled right now because you called right now. Don't wait until some other time. Do it now and make your gift go twice as far, 855-907-4673. Paul Jacobs is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Paul, I've been with you on a couple of occasions when we go in country in different areas, and I never get over the reality that this is never even anything I'd ever given thought to before, but that parents would ever have to choose between which child would eat on a given day.
When we were in Haiti, one of the things that is striking to me is Fida, the mom who was in a community just outside of Port-au-Prince by about 2 hours, and coming upon her house, I was struck by the fact that she there stood emotionless. I mean, it was just like her stoic face because things had been bad for so long. And then there was the two children, her little three-year-old daughter, Kenya, and her little brother sitting between a metal bowl, not with a full bowl of rice, but with a few little grains that she had left over because that's all she had. These are the children that you're helping right now. And can you imagine when you hear this story recounted, what child will get to eat today? Can you imagine making that decision for yourself? It's whose turn it is to eat?
We walked into this wretched little shack. Inside we saw a mother totally with her face showed every line of suffering possible of a mother who feels frustrated because she can't feed her children. She had two children in the shack with her. There was a four-year-old who was actually eating a handful of rice, and the seven-year-old who was standing there looking very woefully at his little brother who was eating. And we said to the seven-year-old, "How come you're not eating also?" And he said to us, "Today, it's not my turn to eat." Can you imagine the pain on a mother to have to tell one of her children, "Today it's not your turn to eat, perhaps tomorrow"? To have that complete food insecurity where you cannot plan even one day in advance for a meal for your children. That has to break a mother's heart.
I don't know how it could do anything other than that. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. But that's exactly the situation that we're speaking into today, Paul. When we give a gift, it is letting that one mom, maybe for the first time in a year, not have to choose between which kid gets to eat today.
Yeah. And I want to address two things before you make that phone call, before you consider your gift. I want you to know, number one, your gift of $50 is going to be matched with $50 of food. Your gift of $320 will be matched with $320 worth of food. So just think of the impact that you're making right now with every dollar of generosity. Secondly, we talked about Fida right before that clip. I thought for years, having heard of that particular story of that particular family, thought to myself, that is so fantastic that it cannot be in this lifetime. I it had to have been something that was handed down until I came face to face with it. And then, you're sitting there and you're listening to Fida recount how she has to decide who's going to eat. I'm standing in front of a mother who this is really happening to. And then I asked her, "Is there anything else? Do you have anything besides this little few grains of rice in this bowl?" And she says, "I have a piece of breadfruit." For those of you that may be of Caribbean descent, you may get that. You may have eaten breadfruit growing up. I know in my Jamaican family, we've had it. And so she had it boiling on this pot. And she said, if my husband doesn't come home with anything, that's going to be our next meal, because we had a neighbor that helped us. Can you imagine a neighbor who was just as hungry, whose children did not eat as little as Vita's children, and she is giving of herself. You see, you're propagating into this community of families that say, I know I have, but you have a little bit less and I can help you. Can you please help us as much as you can give, because you will be fostering that sense of community in another mother and another family.
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. And can I give you the flip side of that story? So, Paul, that was the year that we went into that little town of Codwell.
Yeah.
And you'll remember, besides the lack of food and just the little grains that the kids were splitting up between them, you remember that stinky water hole that was outside of the little lean-to shed that they had constructed as kind of a school, and the pastor, I'm slipping his name.
Pastor Joseph. And Stinky, by the way, Stinky is a compliment to that water, you say.
But the dogs were playing in it. A child was playing in it. And that was their water supply for the village. Food for the poor. We sat with them that afternoon, listened, did more listening than talking, heard what the pastor has been going through. And then we came back. We came back to WMCA listeners and we said, hey, here's a community that needs your help. These mothers don't have anything to feed their kids. The water supply is disgusting. They don't have a proper school. They don't have all of these other things. The WMCA listener, you friends, some of you remember this, you responded. And when we went back a year later, because we went back to that same village, although, Paul, I remember walking like 2 miles to get into the village the one year, and the next year the road went all the way to the village.
yes.
But there was a water pump there that was producing what the children at the time would wipe their lips and say to us, Mister, this is delicious water. They were part of the food program, and there was just such a change of the morale, and Fita was no longer downcast. There was a smile on her face. There was a joy. Friends, that all happened because those of you that cared took action and you did something. It's not enough to say, wow, it's a good idea to do this. You need to do it. It's not the nodding of the head that gets it done. It's the doing of the thing. So right now, knowing that there are 107 children still in this mode, like Fetus child, like the child that Angel was talking about, that child is facing, will I eat today?
Yeah.
You can put a smile on that parent's face by saying, yes, we're going to see to it that your child has 2 meals a day for the next year. And that's going to lift everyone. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. It's $80 to feed a child for a full year. That's how much it costs. It's $160 to feed 2 children for a full year. But again, right now in this 30-minute period of time, there is a match ongoing that if you give now, you're going to double the amount of people that you can help. So you can help 4 kids for $160 or 2 for $80. Or maybe you want to give $320. And I want to say thank you to someone who anonymously gave that from East Orange, New Jersey, and said, hey, I want to help 4 kids. Actually, because you give it now, if you give it right now, you're going to help 8 children for a one-time gift of $320. Would you take that step of faith and make that gift right now? 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Pull your phone out. Get the number pad up there. Here we go. One more time. 855-907-4673. Or if you prefer to give online, just go to WMCA.com. Coming right back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We normally come to you at this time each year here on this radio station to ask you to help us to feed a growing list of children who do not have enough to eat. Anitra Parmali is with us from Food for the Poor. How does it work, Anitra?
It works because of you. Food for the Poor has been working in 17 countries throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. These are countries that have been designated as those most in need. We're talking about families identified by community leaders these are families that are teetering on the brink of destruction and a lack of life. These have already been identified, but into that darkness, into that despair, we invite you to step with your generous gift. Food for the Poor is nothing more than a bridge between your generosity and the needs of families like the father who sets out this morning. He'll walk 2-3 miles because he's heard a rumor that somebody has food for him. Your gift is the reason a Food for the Poor volunteer is going to be able to tell him, here's food, not just for today, but for a year.
And imagine being that father for just a second, friend. How humiliating is it to know that you don't have the ability to give food to your children? Of all of the things that you grow up and you want to do as a father, supplying their basic needs is first and foremost. And yet, because of the generosity of you and a matching gift that's in effect right now, in fact, for the next 5 minutes, if you call, every dollar you give will be matched in its impact. So you will be able to feed twice as many children right now. Normally, $80 would feed one child for a full year. But if you give it right now, it's going to feed 2 kids. Will you go and make the difference? 855-907-4673. That's 855-907-4673. Or go to WMCA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
The Your Daily Prayer podcast provides timeless truths from God's Word to guide you through every day. Prayers for your hardest days and happiest ones. Prayers for when you wake up and when you lay down. We want to help you experience a richer prayer life today. Download Your Daily Prayer podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Or go to yourdailyprayer.com. That's yourdailyprayer.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. Thank you.
For those of you dialing
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Going to WMCA.com and giving your best gift as we have 107 children left. 107 children left on our list that we desperately, these are the ones that need the most help. And Paul Jacobs from Food for the Poor, one of the things I love is telling the story of what happens when help is provided. Because it's one thing to know about a need. It's another thing to find a solution for that need. It's another thing to activate that solution. But it's another thing to see the impact of that solution. And that's what our next story is about.
I want to ask you listening right now, do you remember your struggle? And do you remember when the person came through for you? For me, it was Pastor Daryl Orman, Gardens Baptist Church, helping my father as a single parent help us with food and the gospel message. But can you imagine the tears of joy you cried? Well, here's Maria Maribel.
No tenía una bolsa de atol sobre la mesa. No tenía una cantidad de frijoles. No tenía maíz.
Before I didn't have rice, I didn't have beans. I couldn't give my children anything. And since they opened the door of the center, I now have food at my table. And I am not crying out of sadness. I am crying because I'm so thankful and happy.
Wow. Just like Fida in our last segment, Paul, I'm seeing a mom feel the impact. And those of you listening are thinking, you know, oh, we're just giving handouts to people that, no, these are parents that are working themselves to death trying to find any type of resource to help their family. Well, how do you contextualize it? I mean, we don't have poverty like this in America, but you go to places like Haiti, you go to places like where Maria Maribel is from. You go to places like San Salvador and Guatemala and all the others. You're talking about genuine poverty where the parents are doing everything they can, and it's still not enough.
Maria Maribel and mothers like her work 7 days a week. It starts there. They work several jobs. She may work as a day laborer. She may work cleaning clothes or cleaning people's homes. She may sell bottles and cans that she finds at a local garbage dump to the recycler, and possibly at best, because we've met moms like Maria Maribel, and they are earning at best $3 a day. What do you do with $3 a day? And there, it's even the food prices, like where we live, has increased double-digit percentages. So when you're earning $3 a day, it's near impossible. And then all of a sudden, the hope comes. All of a sudden, the provisions are made. Now she can take what little she earns and put her child to school, get a better roof over their head, or even, I dare say, begin to dream again. Mm-hmm. And so please know that you're feeding children, but you're also giving them the fourth ingredient that is so vitally important, the capacity to dream.
Well, we talk about how when Food for the Poor comes to WMCA, we talk about it being our days of hope. And that's exactly what you give. And it's more than that, because, Paul, in that hope, the mother has a sense of dignity and a sense of self-worth again. There's a sense of, I'm not totally alone in this, you know, gargantuan task of impossibility. Like there's just, it's hard to put your finger on it, but I'm not alone is a really good way of putting it.
I met a mother, and one of the things she said is, I literally cry in the corner of my little home because I cannot feed my children. She was ashamed to tell us the story of how she struggled and her children did not eat every day. But you can literally, with one act of compassion, a call or a click, you can take that shame away from a mother or a father and give their children the food they need to survive.
Yeah. Here's the phone number, friend, and please call it. There are 107 children that we have still not reached yet. But because of this matching gift right now, that's in effect right now, you can double the impact of your gift right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also give online directly at WMCA.com and just click on the Give Life banner. And those of you that have been giving, thank you, because those of you that have been giving, you're already understanding the importance of what we're doing here, and you've bought into it. And Paul from Breezy Point, New York, thank you for your generous gift. You're going to help at minimum two children, but because I probably think you gave it when a match was underway, you're going to help four. Barbara from Salem, Oregon. Now, this is kind of a cool story. Our sister station, AM 970, you know, Joe Piscopo, the morning man over there, he has a great following nationwide, and some woman in Salem, Oregon, was listening to a Joe Piscopo podcast, and she said, I want to do something about this. And she said, even beyond that, she said, well done, faithful servants, onward and forward, love, Ann, all the way from Oregon, saying, I want to be involved. So whether you're living here locally, whether you're listening to us on a podcast, whether you're listening to us on streaming, and you may be on a different continent, but if God's working on your heart right now, act on that, because that's his leading. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Coming right back.
Hey, family.
Family, it's Liz Black and the WMCA Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition happening on Friday, May 24th at Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Experience the incredible worship led by CCC worshipers featuring recording artist Darwin Hobbs. Darwin Hobbs is one of the most respected and sought-after recording artists and worship pastors in gospel music today. He's ministered with the likes of hundreds of recording artists, including Michael W. Smith, Amy Grant, B.B. and C.C. Winans, Donnie McClurkin, and so many others. Come and have your spirit encouraged and renewed. Join us for fellowship, a gourmet breakfast by DR Catering, gift bags, and a keynote by Pastor A.R. Bernard. This event is free, but you must register. For more information and to reserve your ticket, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Dan Buttafuoco and Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire Portable Infrared Grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA, 0, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I always look forward to when my friends from Food for the Poor come. And it has nothing to do with them bringing me tasty goodies from Starbucks, which they used to do, but they don't do anymore. And that's how you know that my motives are honorable on this, because I don't get anything out of this anymore. But Paul Jacobs, you were the champion snack bringer.
Enabler, sir. Just call it
right.
What you want.
That's
enabler.
Right. Well, my waistline would attest to that, yes. But here's the thing. Answering prayer, whether it's for a food or a snack or a word of encouragement or anything else, answering a prayer is such It's so exciting when it happens. And when you talk to people who have had prayers answered, if that doesn't like ignite your own faith on some level, then there's something wrong with you, because it's a miracle, right? When prayers get answered, it's a miracle. And our next story, you know better than I, is an example of a miracle, that answered prayer coming true.
You know, I remember being raised by a single parent. I talked about it in an earlier segment that, the doors were shut for my father, working 2 and 3 jobs. The lights were off for months at a time. Water cut off. My father struggled just to provide a little breakfast or a little dinner for us until that knock at the door came. Pastor Daryl Orman, Gardens Baptist Church. They came with a visitation team. They came with the gospel message, but also they came with bags of groceries. And it was an answer to prayer. And this is exactly what is happening when you give right now.
Whenever we visit a family, often it is a family saying to us, we prayed for this. And so whatever support that we provide through the donation that we receive, we always remind them, pray for the donors. Someone who has not met you, but who has saw it fit to take from their earnings to be able to give to you. And that is something that they readily do.
That is something that they're ready to do. That's what so many donors have done, friends, over the years. We've literally helped, I believe it's closing in on more than 10,000 children be saved from starvation over the years. And it may be more than that, but I think that's at least the number that we've been able to help with Food for the Poor. And this year we've identified 325 additional children that need our help. And there's 107 of them that aren't spoken for yet. And I'm just putting it in front of you just so you know, hey, I can make a difference right now by being involved. And you can make that difference go twice as far because of this matching challenge. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Paul, when we think of the basic needs that we have, I get up and I worry in the mornings about different things for my kids, and it's usually very far removed from basic necessities. I took all three of my kids to school over the last couple of days, and I like to like spend a little bit of time, checking in with them, mentally, and sometimes in the car one-on-one. That's the best time to do it because there's no one else around, and it's just them and dad. But, the things that weigh on their heart, how's school going to end this year? Am I going to be picked for the musical or the effort that I'm putting my time and attention into, et cetera? And I'm realizing what a luxury it is for me to live a life where I can be concerned with the non-necessities of my children's existence. Because so many of the parents that we're talking about right now, they don't have that luxury. They don't have the luxury of looking beyond their child's necessities, because the fulfilling of those necessities is such a daunting task.
We went into a community and we visited this mother, and I'll never forget her two children, ages 9 and 6, at her flank. The older one was 13, and he was off working at 13. Just imagine that.
Wow.
But the 9-year-old kept tugging at mom as we were talking and kept whispering into her ear. I thought he was just nervous. We got all these individuals very much taller than him and speaking a language he doesn't understand. And through the translator, we asked what she responded, what he had asked. And he said, "Mommy, tell them I would like to go to work with daddy." 9 years old. He didn't want to go to go play. He didn't want to go back into his room or go with his friends. No, he wanted to go to work with daddy. Why? Because he saw every day his 6-year-old sister struggle because mom and dad didn't have enough food to eat. Mm-hmm. And that mother's face turned beet red out of embarrassment. She turned sullen because she was saddened because she didn't have an answer that this little boy at 9 was willing to give up his childhood so that he could feed his little sister. Today, you have the power that child does not have to make that choice. That parent does not have to answer that question, because that child at 6 and that 9-year-old can eat every single day because of you.
2 times a day for the entire year. 2 times a day, healthy food, rice, beans, occasionally additional stuff, but staples that will help their bodies develop, the nutrition that their bones and muscles need to continue to grow. And in the third world, just getting that level of nutrition is so vital for children that live for any length of time. And these 107 that are left, they are the ones that are in the greatest need. These are the ones that our pastors and ministry leaders and people on the ground for Food for the Poor have said, these are the ones we need to reach now. Friends, there's 107 left on the list. Will you help us? Right now, every gift that's given will double the impact. Right now, if you call 855-907-4673, you're going to reach twice as many children. If you can give a gift of 320, normally that would feed four children for Food for the Poor for the coming year. Right now, because you give it right now, that's going to reach eight children with the food that they need every day. 160 normally would feed two. Right now, it's going to feed four. $80 would normally feed one. Right now, it will feed two. Can you be as generous as you can? Can you give it right now? Because that match is in effect. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. I want to say thank you to the partners of Food for the Poor that make that match possible, because it's a sacrificial gift on their part as well. But friends, the book of James, Paul says, you know, that part of our job as believers is to stimulate one another to do good, yeah. Right? So part of, we talk about it sometimes as iron sharpening iron, but it's really more than that. The word stimulate there in James, it's to make from dead to living. It's like zapping with lightning. You're supposed to come to life because of it. Well, that's how we're supposed to encourage each other. So if I can encourage you right now, if I can put the electric paddles on your chest and you know, stimulate you to something good today, what it would be to feed one of these children right now. Because feeding one's going to feed two. And if you could do more than that, that would be amazing. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Or go to WMCA.com.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the civil litigation division of Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins. Suffering an injury in an accident can be a life-changing experience. Whether you've been involved in a car accident, a construction site accident, a slip and fall, or injured because of someone else's negligence, we can help. Our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you are owed. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. If you have been injured because of someone else's negligence, you have legal rights and may be entitled to significant money to compensate you for your pain and suffering. Hiring the right attorney is important. The combined experience of the lawyers at Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins will be able to lead you through the personal injury lawsuit process and aggressively fight for the best result. If you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call 212-486-0011, 212-486-0011, or visit us at idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Donald Trump is being prosecuted in a show trial circus in Manhattan. It is both complete nonsense and an utter disgrace. On top of that, he's subject to a gag order, obliged to be in court 4 out of 5 days a week and thus not campaigning in the swing states. Despite all of this, Trump is surging in the swing states, according to new Bloomberg numbers. His lead has increased to 7 and 8 points in Arizona and Nevada, respectively, and 10-point lead in North Carolina. Trump is up nationally by 6 points. When he names any solid running mate, Trump's momentum will only increase. The issue's cake is baked, too. My device for recalling them all is ABCDEIEII. That is appeasement, border, crime, DEI, education, inflation, and Israel. Swing state voters know Biden is on the wrong side of every single one of these issues. It's a remarkable comeback for Trump. He's got the crazy prosecutors in Manhattan to thank in part.
This is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this fall. Learn more at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, just remember the match that we told you is in effect. It's been extended. It's going to go all the way to the top of the hour. So I want you to take advantage of this little bonus time to get that gift given and to get your gift matched right now. Paul Jacobs from Food for the Poor. You're a man of God. You're a servant of the poor. You're someone who loves his bride and his family and his kids. What's on your mind? How can you encourage us right now to take advantage of this opportunity?
Well, first of all, the Bible is replete with encouragement for you and I when we step out in compassion. Jesus reminds us as he tells the disciples, no, you feed them. No, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Yes, he was talking about the gospel message, but how can the gospel message be of any effect if the bellies that that gospel message is given to is empty? I think about the scripture in Proverbs that tells on you when you give. It tells you what God will do. You think you're just feeding a family or a child. No, Proverbs 11:25 says, no, a generous person, that's you. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others, well, they themselves will be refreshed. And so when we thank our generous friends from, we had an anonymous gift of $160 from Lynbrook, New York. Again, another scripture. It says, whenever you do in secret, God will reward openly. Well, thank you, Lynbrook, New York. God bless you. We had a gift from New Jersey, another anonymous gift from New Jersey. And Angela from Wharton, New Jersey. I love this. She gave, she saved lives. She fed for an entire year and wrote, I have more than enough. We're commanded to take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. That's exactly right. Angela, thank you for giving us the word that we needed for this moment, for this day, for, as Kevin said, for those of you right now to make that gift and have maximum impact.
Do the most amount of good. It's sometimes you may not be able to do very much, but do the most that you can at the time that you can. And right now, because of this match, whatever you can automatically becomes the most that you can because it's going to be doubled. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Now you can make the phone call and you can talk to someone, or you can go online to WMCA.com and click the Give Life banner. Either way, you will be on and off within just a couple of minutes. It's so simple to do. And because of technology, your gift gets put to use almost immediately. Like, we're way, way far from the day where you write a check and mail it in, and then it gets looked at, and then it gets deposited, and then the funds come and all the rest. Like, that would take a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month to get the actual food to the child that's starving. Today, if you give your gift, that food can start flowing to that child tomorrow. So do the most amount of good. Do the good as soon as possible. And do the good right now because it doubles in impact. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. 107 children waiting for us right now. 855-907-4673. Or go online to WMCA.com and click the Give Life button.